From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore, Maryland, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, Baltimore. Listen, everything we learned about your city of Baltimore, we learned from John Waters movies. And we came anyway. But in our time here, we have been surprised at the lack of insane gun-toting drag queens, five-foot-high beehive hairdos, and Pia Zadora banging on bongos. Guess we haven't been going to the right bars. So John Waters himself will be stopping by our show later to give us some tourism tips while here in Baltimore. But first, it's time for you to give us a call and play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, my name is Lynn Pham from Beaverton, Oregon.
Hey, Lynn, how are things in Beaverton?
For once, sunny.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
What do you do there?
I am a network administrator, and some of you may know me as the maintainer of the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me stats page.
Oh, my gosh,
oh,
that's
God.
You.
Oh, no.
He's
wow.
Our guy.
This is, I need to let the audience know that if they don't know about this, you have stats of every show we've ever done, including winners, losers, and point accumulations. This website is very useful for anybody who likes to play Fantasy Wait, Wait.
Fantasy Wait, Wait? Hey. I was wondering if we have that.
Well, welcome to the show, Lynn, and thank you for your work. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Mr. Adam Felber is here.
Hello, how are you?
Next, say hello to the Amy you ask when you ask Amy. It's Amy Dickinson. And the correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and the host of Foodography on the Cooking Channel, Mr. Mo Rocca, is here.
Hi, Len.
So you ready to play, Len?
Yes, I am.
Here you are. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl's going to start us off with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. I think you know that. Two times out of three, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here is your first quote.
Bust. Flat broke. Insolvent. Belly up. Ruined. Potless.
That was Frank Kane writing for the website The National. After the company Standard & Poor's decided that Who might not be as credit-worthy as they used to be. Who's almost belly up, ruined, and potless?
I think that might be the United States of America.
Indeed it is. Congratulations. Standard & Poor's didn't actually say the U.S. was a bad investment. They said it might be soon. They moved the country's future outlook from, quote, stable to negative. We went from being the world's sole remaining superpower to the country that asked to crash in Canada's basement until we could get it together. And now Canada wants its futon back.
What? I thought we were friends, man.
Look, man. I just think it's time for you to get a continent of your own, okay?
It's just a couple more weeks, man.
You're not going to use all that health care, are you? See, but all right, if we do default on our debt, they say we'll become a third world country instantly. Big crisis. No. But what's wrong with that? Why not embrace that? A third world United States would finally get interested in soccer.
Right, that's true.
Sure. We could enjoy the thrills of bringing your livestock onto public transportation. I've always wanted to do that.
We'll
and
be
best
on bikes.
Of all, if we were a third world country, maybe Nike would finally consider building a factory here.
There you go.
It's not an economic apocalypse, it's a jobs program.
It's an opportunity. I know when I walk out the door in the morning, I'm always disappointed not to see chickens in the street.
Here, Lynn, is your next quote.
The heart-shaped donut signifies the love between them, and it is filled with jelly to represent how their lives are to be ever filled with happiness.
That was a statement from Dunkin' Donuts. They're so proud. They made a new donut to commemorate what big event next week?
The royal wedding.
The royal wedding. Oh, it's so exciting. Yes. all the pageantry and glamour of a fairy tale come true. The commoner plucked from obscurity to become princess. There's going to be wall-to-wall coverage all week. This one so far isn't generating the kind of excitement that we have with Prince Charles and Diana. It's supposed to draw an audience of 1 billion people worldwide, but half of that will be confused cats wondering why their lonely owners woke them up at 5 in the morning.
And Dunkin' Donuts has created
Dunkin' Donuts has a commemorative royal wedding donut.
Interesting thing about both Dunkin' Donuts and the royal family,
yes.
Both make surprisingly good coffee. Just a little bit of trivia.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
It's true.
The royal family, they're trying to figure out ways to draw men's interest in particular to this event. They're thinking about putting really big chrome rims on Kate.
All right, wait. How else could they? You're men, allegedly. Mm-hmm. So how else? I'm just saying.
Wow.
How else could they draw your interest? Like, maybe if the ladies in waiting were waiting.
This is how you do it. Drinking game.
Oh, right.
You take a drink whenever the Archbishop of Canterbury messes up somebody's incredibly long title, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you chug a whole bottle if the prince beats his father's record and commits adultery before leaving the church.
But you know what?
There's some opportunity in them apses, too. There are some apses.
I've been to Westminster. That aisle's really long.
Oh, yeah.
So it could happen.
It's just 400 yards of temptation.
Oh, God. A slip and slide wedding dress train. That could be fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lynn, here is your last quote.
Privacy is so 1997.
That was the Washington Post's Alexandra Petri responding to revelations that what device has been tracking our movements for months?
The miraculous iPhone.
Indeed, yes. Your iPhone knows what you've been up to. You ever get that feeling that somebody's following you, you turn around, there's nobody there? That's because it's in your pocket. The call is coming from inside your pocket. A news report came out this week claiming that everybody's iPhone is tracking and recording their movements. Everybody got upset because they thought that Apple had finally revealed itself as evil, but Apple denied all this. They said, quote, "We've always been evil. You just never noticed because we've got cool ads."
I think this is good. I think it'll actually... I don't think it's a bad thing if people know that their behavior is being monitored. Maybe this will stop people from taking their iPhones out and using them at the urinal. This happens.
Really?
Any man here can tell you it happens. Do ladies do it when they sit down to do their little thing?
Well, they wouldn't
know. Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I got a letter about this for my advice column, like whether this was okay.
To
use your phone when you're in the loo.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not okay with your phone.
And you were sitting there and you said, hang on a second, I'll write back. So just, right back in a minute. I just got to take care of something here. iPhones have been doing this for a while, and people knew about it, but nobody freaked until this week. The reason? Because they looked at the record of their movements on their iPhones, I mean their physical movements, and realized how dull their lives are. According to my iPhone, for example, all I did for the last 6 months was walk from my couch to my iPad and then back to my couch.
Yeah. I've taken care of that, though, because I've been FedExing my iPhone to exotic locations.
There you are.
I now look like a much more worldly man than I was.
Carl, how did Lynn do in our quiz?
He was perfect, Peter. Lynn, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done, Lynn.
Hey. Thank you.
And I got to say, thank you, Lynn, for being the Bill James of Wait, Wait. You're an amazing guy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I got